Welcome back to the You Are Immeasurable podcast. I'm Tanisha Hyde, your relationship transformation agitator. Our podcast is dedicated to my fellow Gen X women who have been surviving by hiding behind the mask that we are conditioned to wear and silently suffering from the overwhelm that we feel just trying to be all things to all people. Now, the focus of the podcast is going to be mindset, forgiveness, identifying, acknowledging, and healing our shadow self and our inner traumas from past things that we have not dealt with, and becoming reacquainted with our full, true, authentic self. Our episodes will air weekly, and the purpose of our episodes is to remind you that you are beautifully perfect in all your imperfections, and that no matter who you are, you cannot pour from an empty cup. I'm here to hold space for you, to support you through your transformation, to agitate your thoughts, and to give you inspiration that will help guide you through your healing, your rebuilding, and reevaluating your relationships, starting with the relationship that you have with yourself and then moving on to your relationships with others. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for the mask to come off and to live freely in your beautiful, authentic self? Well, if so, I want you to grab a glass of your favorite beverage. I've got mine, and we're going to virtually toast to one another's transformation. You ready? Let's get started. So a question that's going to come up often as we're on this transformation journey, and especially when we're dealing with wounds that run as deep as the mother wound, you're often going to question yourself. Why? Why does this hurt so bad? Why does it hurt so bad? Why do those words and those memories and those events, why do they still affect me as if they just happened? And what I want you to remember is that anytime you're healing a wound, we want to always make sure that we're healing it from the inside out. We've talked about this before, because we don't want to just heal the surface of it. Because remember, and even thinking physically and medically, if it's just the surface, then that is deep within can get irritated and inflamed and burst through what's on the outside. There's oftentimes that the infection and the irritation can start out. It's crazy how I see it. It's, you know, almost like a tunnel, right? Can start going a different way, can start going deeper, can start affecting other tissue and muscle around it. And we don't want that. And so when it comes to the mother wound, because these wounds, again, usually are very, very deep. They started a very long time ago. So we have to be mindful. Yeah, we got to dive in, baby. We got to go deep. And then we got to, you know, from the inside out. And as we are healing the layers, yes, there's going to be some soreness, right? As we get closer and closer to the surface, closer and closer to what's more recent, what has been more frequent. Yes, you're going to feel that. You're going to feel it more because it's fresher, right? It's fresher to you. And you have to give yourself grace. This is not something that we can rush through. We don't want to give ourselves timelines and limitations, because that's part of this work, right? We're taking the limitations. We're removing the limitations. We're breaking the shackles. We're getting the limits off of us. The limits of what someone told us that we would or wouldn't be. The limits of what someone said we could or couldn't do. And so we don't want to add more onto ourselves by thinking, well, I should be over this by now. And this shouldn't affect me like that. Or this shouldn't bother me so much. No, that's bullshit. That's bullshit. Because again, these things are deep. So yes, they've been with us for a very long time. And so, yes, they're still going to affect us. They're still going to affect us, especially if you are someone that is using those experiences, those things that you've experienced and learned how to overcome and grown from and explored to help others. Yeah, sometimes they're going to get a little irritated. They're going to feel kind of raw. Those emotions can trigger things. Maybe even as you're going through the motions and you're going through the steps and the processes and things. Yeah, sometimes we may miss something. So we have to go back. And oh, yeah, you know what? I did forget about this because these things, they splinter. Remember? This may trigger that. And that may remind us of this and all of that. So yeah, there's a whole lot down in here, in this pit of this wound. And so that question's going to pop up. Why? Why did that hurt me like that? You may have a new experience or something and it trigger one of those old things. And you're like, well, why did that affect me like that? And so we have to work through it. We have to explore it. So that question's going to pop up. Just why? Why? And some days you may get tired. You may get frustrated and be like, why the fuck is this still bothering me? Why is it still affecting me like this? It's normal. It's normal. And remember that when we have these things triggered, it's not always a negative. When that question pops up, it may be a beacon or an indicator that, hey, we need to look at something in a different way, or we need to go deeper into something. Maybe we haven't gotten it all out or dug it all up. And so we need to allow ourselves to take the time that we need to take in order to fully be made whole when it comes to these wounds. Does not mean you're weak. Does not mean you're incapable of doing this work. It does not mean that you don't deserve to be healed or whole. Doesn't mean any of that. It means that you putting the work in, boo. You doing the damn thing. Because think about it. If today you decided, okay, I'm going to join the gym and I'm going to start working on, you know, this, that, and the other. There used to be, you know, a thing that you would hear all the time. And I don't even know if people say it anymore, but, you know, no pain, no gain, right? You start at the gym, you know, okay, we're going to start on the legs. When you very first start, you are sore as all get out for days and days, for weeks, for months, because you start working out things that have been dormant, right? Muscles that you haven't used. And it's like, woo-wee. Okay. Because you're waking them up, right? You're waking up stuff. And that's what we're doing as we're working through the depths of these wounds, the experiences that we've had, the pains that we felt, the traumas that we've experienced. So yes, it's going to hurt. And it's all in, and we talk about this a lot, it's all in your perception. It's all in how you look at it. So look at it from the aspect of, okay, if I'm going to the gym, yes, it's going to hurt. I'm going to be sore. I'm going to experience some discomfort as I'm making my way to a healthier me. And so in this, as we're working through the things, the byproducts, all of these things that the mother wound has caused in our lives, there's going to be some soreness because we've been hiding from some things. We've been hiding things from people, from the outside world, even from those closest to us. We've been hiding these things. And so, yeah, they've been stuck over in the back of a closet, tied and gagged because we didn't want anybody to find them. And so now that we're acknowledging these things and we're working with these things, yeah, they're getting to stretch their legs. They ain't used these legs. They ain't used them in a very long time. So it's going to be some soreness. And so, yes, that question's going to pop up. Why does this hurt me so bad? Just why? I can't figure this out. Because you You're shining light on it. You're bringing it out of the shadows. You're giving it some sun. You're allowing it to move around and walk around. So it's gonna hurt. You're poking at some things. It's gonna hurt. That lets you know that you're making progress, that you are doing something. You are putting in the work. And because of the work that you're putting in, you're becoming stronger. You're building up that muscle. You're working it. You're working through it. You're allowing the process to do what it's supposed to do. Once more, it does not mean you're weak. It does not mean you're stuck. It does not mean you're not putting forth the effort and you're not trying. It hurts because of the work that you're doing. So don't stop. Encourage yourself. Speak to yourself. Give yourself the motivation to move. Give yourself the grace that, okay, if we need to take a break today, we can take a break today. We need to let that settle in. Okay? Because remember, even when you're going to the gym, you don't do leg day every day. You don't do arm day every day. You don't do, stomach day every day, right? You move it around, you rotate it because you have to allow the areas that you're working on, gotta let it set in, right? So yes, give yourself the grace that you need in order to continue the work, to continue the progress, to continue in your growth, because you're working your way back to your full authentic self and you're working your way to fullness and wholeness. Okay? All right? So yes, I wanted to encourage you a little bit today because I know that as we're digging through these things, sometimes the emotions can be so raw. Even in the last week's episode and the experience, this part of my story that I shared, I know you guys heard it just like I did when I re-listened, that there were some moments that the emotion in my voice was very thick, but I wanted to share that with you because if you're someone that has similar experiences, I want you to know that you're not alone. And yes, I've worked through it. But because it happened to me, and just like with you, because it happened to you, there's going to be times that when you share your story, yeah, the emotion's going to be there because you remember it. But once we work through it and we get the understanding of it, yeah, we'll be able to share it. And again, sometimes, yeah, the emotion, yeah, people are going to hear it. You're going to hear it. And you may think, why does that hurt? Why does that still hurt? Because you remember. You can forgive it. You can forgive all the things that happen all around it. Just like in all of those situations that I told you about. Yes, I forgive those people. Hey, it's the past. It's done. It's already happened. What's the point in me holding on to it? It's just going to hold me back. And we're not doing that. But yeah, you remember what it felt like in that moment. And sometimes telling the story, you do kind of relive it. You absolutely will. So when that question pops up, why does this hurt so bad? In your mind, in your heart, in your spirit, look at it as, okay, am I sure that I've figured this out and that I've explored and gleaned all the learning opportunities and the information that I can get from that? How can I use this to help others? How can I use this to help myself? How can I use this as an encouragement? So yes, the question is definitely going to pop up. But let's look at it as maybe something there to direct us. That, okay, maybe there's another angle that I can check out. Maybe there's a way that I can explain this in a different way to help someone else. So lots of different things that we can do with this. Because yes, many of us have these mother wounds. Many of us do. and they've affected many of us in many different ways. And so in working through it, we want to make sure that we are allowing ourselves the time to fully heal from the inside out. Because yes, this happened to you. Yes, you've experienced it. Yes, that wound may have been really, really deep, but you are working your way from the depths of it all the way to healing it wholly and completely. And you deserve acknowledgement for that. You deserve to acknowledge yourself for that. So give yourself the acknowledgement that you need. Give yourself the grace that you need. Because this may be a long journey. And I don't want you to discourage yourself. I don't want you to give up on yourself. Because you've got this. You can do this. And I'm right here with you. And if you need me in more of a capacity than just coming to you weekly on this podcast, all of my social media and my ads and things, the ways to contact me are always in the show notes. If you're interested in joining Unwounded Daughters, either the community or the program, reach out to me. Reach out to me. You can definitely join now. And both are going full force, kicking into gear December 1st of this year. So it's not too late. You've got plenty of time if you want to get in. And we walk this walk together. We walk this journey together. I would love to be there to support you, to be beside you, to offer any guidance or assistance that I possibly can. Because I want to see you healed and whole completely. I want to see you shed and rid yourselves of all of the masks and the personas that you've been using and hiding behind because you didn't think or you were told all the things that you couldn't do or couldn't be. That's bullshit. There's greatness in you. And I'm here. And I'm here for you. And I love to help you. So if you need me, you know where to find me. Until next time, cheers to your transformation.
Thank you for listening to the You Are Immeasurable podcast. I hope you enjoyed the episode.
I would like for you to remember to subscribe so that way you'll get a notification every time a new episode is posted. Remember, if you want to share your thoughts or your concerns or you have something to add to the conversation, feel free to leave me a comment. And also, if you're enjoying my content and the things that we're talking about, make sure that you leave me your 5-star ratings. Also, if you want to continue the conversation, you can join my Facebook group. It is free and it's called Owning Your Season. It'll also be listed for you below in the show notes. So again, thank you for joining. And until next time, cheers to your transformation.